I want to prelude this fact that we're about to read an apostolic scripture. In other words, a scripture that has been set forth for spiritual government. As a believer, you listening?
Yes, sir.
You're supposed to be governing. Every situation that come up, your home, whatever you set your hand to do, you're supposed to be operating under spiritual government, right? With that is a spiritual anointing, and there is spiritual authority. We're going to deal with that this morning. Because of a lack of proper training in the pulpit, the pew have not been in its place. I just got it as a pastor. I just got to bring it out. As the pulpit has not been in enough authority because of man's plan. But in the season we're living in, we have to come back to God's plan or we won't survive. In other words, what I'm saying to you, you're going to have to walk in heavy spiritual authority. What I said?
Heavy spiritual authority.
Yeah, during this time. And you have to, and then you have to be trained to do that. You just because you got a Bible don't mean you're walking in authority. All right? Just because you're baptized with the Holy Ghost, praying in tongues, doesn't mean you're walking in that authority. You have to have some insight, some revelation, some wisdom, some direction, plan, purpose from God in order to walk in that heavy believer's authority.
Yes.
And so in Ephesians 4, we're going to start reading from verse 11. This scripture has to be fulfilled now in my life. Say that.
This scripture has to be fulfilled now in my life.
And my brothers and sisters, it cannot be fulfilled without proper training. If it's not in the pulpit, it won't be in the pew. And the time has come that we as ministers of the gospel have to yield to apostolic authority. It's just the divine order. That's all it is, divine order. We ain't talking about no man. We ain't talking about no woman. We're talking about God, divine authority for his church. How his church should be run, how his church should have understanding, how his church should have wisdom. And here we begin at the 11th verse. You might read the whole chapter, but I want to start there. And we're going to deal, I know you're standing up, but we're going to deal with training to operate in the believer's authority properly.
Yes.
Training. Yes. Very important word. To operate in the believer's authority properly. You had to be trained for that. Sadly to say, when we look back at Hebrews chapter 6, we're still cycling and circling in the principal doctrine of Christ when that shouldn't be. Once the doctrine of Christ is instilled in you, there's a whole lot more things that the Lord wants to teach. All right. So the 11th verse, you read after me. And he gave some apostles and some prophets.
And some
evangelists, and some
pastors,
and teachers.
Some.
Now notice verse 12. What they're there for? For the perfecting of the saints. That's the maturing of the saints. Okay? That's bringing the saints into completion.
Yes.
Maturing. So this is the maturing morning. For the perfecting of the saints. Now look at the next statement now. Not to get no car. Not no house. Not no new pair of shoes. Who see it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Here's what God's saying. Put me first, and I'll take care of the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, 95th, 2014. Everything after that. When you put me first. Come on, Sam, let's grow. When you put me first, everything else will fall in place in your life. Can you see it?
See.
But saints that are not matured can't do the work. Look at the scripture for the perfecting of the saint. See, you have to come into maturity. You have to come into a certain aspect of knowledge, a certain aspect of wisdom, a certain aspect of understanding before I can trust you with all I want you to have.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Because whatever I trust you with, I want you to function in ministry with it. Never forget your time here is temporary. Never forget that while you're here, you have an assignment. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
The children in training in spiritual things, the understanding of the assignment is of utmost importance. Right? I'm trying to read. Trying to read without preaching. Because I want to read it first. Now, a lot of things to say to you today, but I want you to see this. It's so powerful. It's been left out. Let's go back to verse 12 again. I'm going to try to read it on through and then let you sit down without teaching. For the perfection of the saint,
for the work of the ministry,
for the edifying,
oh my goodness,
of the body of Christ. Let's talk about building me in the spirit. Not in the program.
No.
In the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Here's where our protection is going to come in at. During these pandemics and a whole lot of other stuff about to come out. Sad to say, politics has lost it.
Yes.
And man abilities can't take care of us. If you don't get it at the church, you're not going to get it. Are you seeing me? Now watch what we're supposed to be doing here when we train properly. Verse 13. Ready? Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Well,
hallelujah.
I'm using that word again now, unto a perfect man.
Unto the measure
of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah. Look at verse 14. Huh? It's over, children. Once this happens, look what happened. Now, no matter what come up. Look at verse 14. That we henceforth, from this day forward, be no more children. Toss
to and fro
and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up, into him, in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Now, you ever what's going to happen to you when this training is complete in this ministry? Verse 16, here's where you're going to come. Not the perfect one will begin to minister through you. Verse 16 is where I want to am, not to entertain you, but I want you to leave here with some significance about who you really are and the authority that you have in the name of Jesus and the communion of the Holy Spirit. And rightly dividing the word of truth. Verse 16, let's read it and we'll be seated. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together, and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Sit down, let's go to work. I want you to take these notes here. Operating in your believer's authority properly. Operating in your believer's authority properly. You're not just a church member. Secondly, I want you to denote what's transpiring. Building the authority of the believer properly. Building the authority of the believers properly. And then I say to you, I may have to preach from some of these in the days to come, training to operate in the believer's authority properly. Now, sadly to say, with fear and trembling, at large, this has not been done in the church. Too much scripture reading, too much history and biography about Jesus and about other characters in the Bible, and not enough revelation to put to practice. The Bible is not a history book. It's not a biography book. It's a book of life. And so it's a living, that the Bible carries living facts. Did you hear what I said? Write that down, living facts. Yeah, the Bible, the living fact. In other words, facts and truth you can put into action. Now, in this introduction, I want you to hear some things here. Knowing how to take charge of your life and change the life of everyone who yield to your anointing and authority.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, life, my brothers and sisters, as a matured believer, life is about ministry. Life is not so much about being ministered to. Life is about growing up to the fact that you know you are a minister. I can't hear you. And so now I'm hearing now from the Spirit. All the Mickey Mouse days are over in your life. You know what Mickey Mouse is? It's fantasy. You don't supposed to operate in fantasy. You operate in faith. See, you change things. Are you seeing? Yeah, see, this Mickey Mouse believer's life and act like it's some kind of fantasy or something. No. It's faith. All right. Now, your authority and your anointing is based on proper training. You got that? Now, listen to this very carefully. When the Lord said this to me, I was thrilled to be able to share it with you. Proper training will produce resurrection authority.
Yes, sir.
And anointing in the believer.
Yes, sir.
I release resurrection authority on you. And I release a resurrection anointing on you. The next thing you deal with gonna be in trouble. Because when you know your authority in the name of Jesus, and when you know your anointing in the name of the Holy Ghost, I'll give you the whole statement now. All right, you ready? We're working from Ephesians 4:11. You see what he said? He told the fivefold minister gift that they had three assignments to bring you to maturity and for the work of the ministry and for the edifying of the body of Christ in that 12th verse in your text. All right, watch this now. Proper training will produce the resurrection authority and anointing in the believers. Listen now, to carry out the assignment. You ready? And access the blessing.
Thank you.
You didn't hear me. Notice the assignment is before the accessing. He told us over and over again, he's a rewarder of them that did it to seek him. Hebrews 11:6. See, we got it backwards. Calling inheritance. When you grow in maturity, I really personally for myself never have to ask God for anything. I ask him for more of him. I'm telling you my secret now. If you don't want to know my secret, I don't have to pray for stuff. I want to say it this way. It's going to sound a little fleshy, but stuff pray for me. I want to be with Leroy. Because I know Leroy with God. You see, I'm talking about what all us can do. I'm bragging on God. I'm bragging on what a position you get in maturity. Maturity, you don't have worry. You don't have fear. You don't have anxiety. All they try to come, but when you come to yourself.
That's good.
So I decree your worrying days are over. See, whatever you're worrying about, switch it. Flip the switch. And turn your face toward him, and when you come back, that thing will be taken care of. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, I'm growing up. Yeah, absolutely. Now, when he said this, I wanted to bring this to you so swiftly. Acceleration is knocking on the door of the church. Here we come, and here we go. So there's an acceleration come to a believer who is trained properly. There's a yielding. There's a flow.
Yes.
There is a non-stopping. Because the miracle switch stay on. Would you like for the miracle switch to stay on in your life on daily basis? That's your divine right. Who turned the doggone switch off? The switch supposed to stay on because you're a child of God. You're in the family of God. Miracles switch, signs and wonders switch supposed to stay on in your life. Possibilities. supposed to stay on in your life. Here's a strong statement. I don't know if you'll be to take it. I don't know if you're going to be to take it. In proper training, you could pick up possibility anytime. No matter what the facts are, no matter how many demons behind it, in that resurrected anointing that you're wearing, in the resurrection authority that you're wearing, everything today becomes possible to you because you're a child of the living God, and there's nothing impossible to God. No matter where you are now, no matter how young you are, no matter how old you think you are, nothing is impossible. No healing is impossible. No miracle is impossible. No joy is impossible. No victory is impossible. You are a child of the living God, and He is the God of possibilities. He reigned, He ruled, and because He reigned, and because He ruled, I reign, and I rule in His name. Sit down, look at your text. When the apostle and the prophets and the evangelists and the pastors and the teachers stop going in circles, stop going behind things, and yield to what God told them to do, they will be an example for you. Their life will be so blessed, you know you're not following a fool. Because it just come. God just bless you. When you obey God, put Him first, He just bless you. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Put a perfecting of the saints. See that verse? For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, and that we cannot be deceived easily. There's a lot of deception going on now. Y'all know that. Huh? The technology is deception. Technical deception. But you're supposed to be able to discern. Will you follow me? They said that voice says, look at verse 13, until we all come in the unity of the faith. Wow. Yeah. Unity. The knowledge of the Son of God. You see it?
Yes,
until a perfect man. Ooh, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't like to be deceived, me.
No.
You?
No.
You know what he said here? Verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness. What did it lie in wait to what?
To deceive,
right? All right, so let's build this. Let's build right now. Turn to John chapter 4. Turn to John chapter 4. Here's a lesson. This is Father's Day. Here's a lesson of a lifetime about growth in God, about being fully anointed, about being aware of the communion of the Holy Spirit. Huh? In John chapter 4, verse 23. But the hour cometh, Jesus the speaker, and now is, when the true what? True what?
Worshippers
shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
In meditating that, in spirit mean in communion with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
in truth mean in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Now look at this. Look at the end of verse 23. For the Father seeketh. You ain't look for me no more. I'm going to do it. I'm a worshiper. Say it. Take time. If it's only a few moments. You're not going to be able to stay at a few moments when you start. But just take time. Don't ask for nothing. But him. His presence. Now, his presence is going to fall on you in a few minutes. Lord, all I want is you. Take time to worship him. Take time to see the Father. The Father seeketh such to worship him.
Yes.
And then you should be seeking the Father.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
This is so powerful. The Father seeketh such to worship. Right in verse 23. The Father, see, this is building your believers, building your authority as a believer. Worship. Worship. Worship will charge you in the spirit more than anything else. When you worship God, divine energy comes on the inside of you and upon you. Worship plug you into the supernatural.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Why do you have to look for somebody to do it? Church busy doing something else, Lewis. They're doing something else. They're doing their own thing. Did you sense his presence up in here? Huh? Because we're not doing our own thing. We want him. That's what I'm here for. I ain't here for no Leroy. I ain't here for no Carolyn. I ain't here for nobody. I'm here for him. I want him to touch me. Put your hand on me, God. Touch me up in here this morning. Touch my infirmities. Touch my weakness. Put some strength on the inside of me. I come here to get charged up. I ain't come here to see no man. I ain't come here to see no woman. I come here to see you. Glory. Too much church performance going on in the pulpit and just trying to make a show. No, we come here to meet him. I want to be touched before I leave here. I want God to put his hand on me. I want God to heal my body, heal my marriage, heal my situation. I need the presence of God. I need the Holy Ghost. I need the blood. I need the name of Jesus. I need to be touched by the power of glory. Touch me, Lord Jesus. I came here driving, I won't leave flying. Glory to God. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What's the matter with your mouth? You can't say nothing? Hallelujah! Hallelujah. I tell you what I heard. Our team is winning 100-0. Hallelujah! Now get your healing now. Get your healing. Get that problem straightened out, what you're dealing with. That person you're dealing with, not dealing with you right. Get it straightened out now. God's going to give you the wisdom how to deal with it. Sometimes you just need to shut up. Don't say nothing. Sometimes you're talking too much. I heard this from the Spirit of God. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Yielding will stop all stealing. As you yield to the Lord, what the enemy been stealing from you, those days are over. Because when he try to steal, you're going to yield. In other words, don't get with him in his mess. Be still and know I'm God. You see, do y'all seeing it? See, when it look like he's stealing, you start yielding. Don't talk about it.
Hallelujah.
See, you're being trained in your authority. There are certain things you have to know to operate in your authority. And sadly to say, at large, the church has not been trained in their authority properly. Till they all come to the unity of the faith.
Yes.
Stature of the fullness of Christ. That's powerful. That you won't be tossed to and fro just because a pain hit your body. Just another chance for God. Okay, yeah, hallelujah. All right, sit down. Let's go a little further. Let me give you some principles to work on. Let me finish reading this. I'm going to give you a few things to work on. And
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Verse 23. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So the first lesson of being a powerful believer in authority is worship. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Worship is you by yourself, both your hand in the air, and saying, God, you the most high God. I love you with all my heart. I trust you. I bless you. Hallelujah. By yourself. Turn to Matthew 16. Let me give you some principles on building yourself in your authority. Matthew 16. And some of you on the sound of my voice in here, wherever you're from, whatever country, you need this message because you're letting a Mickey Mouse situation override your authority. You must know how to say the name of Jesus and back up. You trust him that much, you see. Once I use that name, that's it. That's the believer's authority. In the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. Every problem must be solved and every enemy must be stopped. in the name of Jesus. She's not just a formula, not just a fact. The name of Jesus is truth. It's God. It's heaven. It's authority. It's power given to me. Tell that problem in the name of Jesus you solve and don't talk to it no more. Every time you come back, say, I told you in the name of Jesus, you saw. See, that's the way believers talk now. Real believers talk. Don't be praying about it 95 times. No, you have already talked to it. In the name of Jesus, I call this over right now. I break your power right now. Matthew 16. You brought your shouting clothes? I don't mind shouting me. I feel a shout coming on right now. What?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When I was a sinner, I was the first one on the dancing floor. Ain't nobody had to start me. I got out first, baby. I was the first one out there. You too. I knew how to praise the devil. You too. Yeah, I know I'm telling the truth. In Matthew 16:19. Because once I read the scripture, I'm going to give you a principle to apply in your life, all right? Not a history, not a biography, but something you can apply in your life today. Verse 19, Jesus the speaker, that you read it from the 15th verse on down, but the 19th verse, and I will give because of revelation. So we got to walk in revelation, right?
Yes, sir.
We need the Holy Spirit to give us revelation.
Yes, sir.
Put that note down. I need the Holy Spirit to give me revelation to walk in my authority. I like that, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
I need the Holy Spirit to give me revelation that I may function properly in my authority.
Yes.
My authority is based on receiving revelation from the Holy Ghost. Show me what to do. Show me when to shut up. Show me when to say something. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I see you, Pastor. I got it. That's it right there. See, that's your authority as a believer when you're trained right. And the authority don't come through reading. Authority don't come through singing. Authority come through revelation. When you have heard the voice of God for yourself. So here's the first thing I wanted to tell you about being a believer in authority. Keeping kingdom keys in your heart and in your hand at all times. Keeping kingdom keys, revelation. Kingdom keys in your heart and in your hands at all times. Romans 14:17, look at that. Romans 14:17, look at that. Keeping kingdom keys in your heart and your hand at all times. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Ooh, look at these three keys. I said, say that. Look at these three keys. I'm about to take up on right now. But righteousness is a key. It tells me I have divine right to everything. It's already paid for. I'm the righteousness of God. Righteousness is a key. And peace. Peace that passed all understanding. Peace when all the water is troubled. I still have peace. Nothing looked like it going right. But I still have peace. Because why the problem's still going on, because I'm a believer, I can say it is finished. Because my life is built in the finished work of Christ. Righteous peace. Look at the last thing it said. Put it back on the board. Oh my. Don't leave out number three. And joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, whatever you're dealing with right now, I want you to think about a few minutes and I want to get them dance about it. That is over. Go ahead and dance about it. Whatever you need to accomplish, whatever you're believing for, go ahead and dance about it. Go ahead and shout and clap your hand a little bit. Go ahead and act like it's yours right now. Help, healing, financial assistance, whatever you need right now. Whatever, just it's done. In Jesus' name. That's the way the believer got to function. We got to operate by faith. We got to know we have it now. It's mine now. Whatever you've been worrying about, whatever been vexing you, whatever been pestering you, whatever disease, whatever sickness, whatever lack, whatever limitation, whatever been bothering you right now, grab a hold of your right. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. It's mine. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Look at, get your Bible, 1 Corinthians 4:20. 1 Corinthians 4:20. Keeping kingdom keys, say this, keeping kingdom keys in my heart and in my hands at all times. For the kingdom of God is not, oh my Lord, is not, the kingdom of God is not. Not in word, but in power. I've been using these words long enough in time for the power to show up. Hallelujah. Turn to Luke 10. Turn to Luke 10. Well, I'm coming. You call and say, come on, Pastor, I'm coming. He said, hold on, Luke 10. I'm on my way, baby. Look, Luke 10. I want you to see this. I'm going to give you another scripture and give you a word to go with it. I don't want to read. I'm going to read. Look in verse Luke 10, 41. Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, church, denomination, you careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary, what's your name? Come on, put your name there. has chosen that good part.
Yes.
What about it, Lord? Which shall not be taken away from her. Now, when I give you this principle, nothing never will be taken from you again. Y'all ain't got nothing to do. I'm preaching up here. I'm representing God. When I say something, it's God talking to you. And God said, what you learning this morning, nothing will ever be taken from you again. It may look like it, but you can't take it. Here's the principle. Here's the principle, believer. Knowing how to keep your soul soaked in the word. Knowing how to keep your soul, your conscience, your imagination, your will, your reasoning, your emotion. Oh, Lord, your emotion. Oh, Lord. Knowing how to keep your emotion soaked in the word of God. No matter what's going on around you. No matter all hell look like it broke loose. But you soaked in the word of God. And God's word said, it shall not be taken from you. See, I'm training you in the believer's authority. I got kingdom keys in my heart. Kingdom keys in my hand. And now I know how to soak my soul in the word of God. I'm put in a position that nothing will never be taken from me again. If I know how to soak, if I know how to be still and know that God is God, if I know, as the old Baptist preacher would say, I know he never lost a battle. God, not only a good God, God good to me. Say it. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The good shepherd gave his life for me. All things work together for good for them that love God, who call according to his purpose. Third thing I want you to run to here to put in your quivers. Living the God kind of faith lifestyle on purpose. Look at Mark 11:12. Look at Mark 11:12. And I want you to see some of your authority here. On purpose, yeah. Yeah. Look, I want you to see something here. I don't know if I'm going to go much further yet, because this is... something in your life you don't want in your life. Somebody in your life you don't want in your life. Mark chapter 11. Verse 12. And on the morrow, something not producing in your life. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Jesus. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, had leaves, supposed to have figs. He came, if happened he might, and find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. Everything was just leaving your life about to leave. for the time of fig was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eats fruit of thee hereafter forever. And the disciple heard it. Otherwise, he took his authority. Is there anything you need to curse in your life? I curse sickness and disease at the root in the name of Jesus. I curse lack and limitation at the root in the name of Jesus. I curse worry and fear at the root in the name of Jesus. I curse confusion robbing me of my joy, robbing me of my peace. Nothing working against me shall bear fruit anymore. You heard that? Nothing working against my abundant life shall bear fruit anymore. Nothing working against my health shall bear fruit no more. Nothing working against my wealth shall bear fruit anymore. My wealth cometh. Nothing working against my joy, I curse everything that's working against my joy. Everything working against my peace, I curse it right now. In the name of Jesus. Every confusion in my home, I curse it right now. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to have me some peace, happiness, and joy. Every day a holiday in my life. Hey! I don't have to wait for Christmas to be happy. Some of these man-made holiday. Every day a holiday. Don't forget verse 20. 11 and 20 in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dry up at the leaf. Y'all stop messing with them leaves. When you speak from this day forward as a believer, it dry up at the root. Now sometimes roots are dry up, but it still look like it got life at the top. But at that time you need to dance, because you got some inside information. I know you're already dead. Oh man, y'all don't see what I'm talking about. About you by myself this morning. I know you look like you're living, but you're already dead, because I've cursed you. You got to die. If you don't have no joy yet, get on up out of here. Get out of here and stop wasting my life. Just get up and get in your car and drive fast. Go somewhere else. You ain't got no, if you don't, if you haven't heard nothing yet this morning, you're wasting my time. I ain't got no time to waste. You just curse everything in your life that is not giving you the lifestyle God wants you to have. You got the power, child. You're being trained to take authority. You're being trained to use your anointing. You're being trained to access what belongs to you in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. The name that can't fail. The name that can't lose. I want to say to you, you're a powerful being. You hear what I said? You are powerful. You're a believer. You're a child of God. You're a child of a king. His name is Emmanuel. He with you everywhere you go. He's in me. He's on me. He's around me. He's above me. He's beneath me. He's my foundation. Come on, children. You're not just a church member. You're a child of the living God. didn't come here to leave like I came. What are you going to take to move you? You're sitting up here. What are you going to take to move you? The power of God up in you, and you can't even move? You don't even know what's going on around you? What are you going to take? What are you going to take to let you know you're in the presence of God? Lord, baptize me with the Holy Ghost and fire right now. I don't know about doing anything. I preach myself happy. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter. And Mark 11:22. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said to them, and said to them, have faith in God.
Yes.
Believers got to keep their faith in God.
Yes.
Then he says, go ahead on and talk to it. Yes. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. What did he say?
Yes.
Therefore, I say unto you, what things of you desire? When you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. Look at 1 John 5:14. This is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears. And if we know he hears, we know what? We have what? We have what? The position what? First John 5, 14, 15, you're putting that in your note. Put that in Mark 11:24. Start running. Now write this down. Sit down quickly. I'm got about 4 minutes. I'm gonna go on. Glory to God. I'm holding on to do. Wow. Good God Almighty. I feel the presence of God. Oh! Somebody got it. Somebody got it. Somebody got it. Shh. I got it. Glory to God. I got it. I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter. I fight the good fight of faith. Glory to God. Whosoever born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I'm a believer, I'm not a doubter. Now I'm going to say it just like he told me. I slap all the sadness out of you right now. I slap all the fear, all the worry, I slap it out of you right now in the name of Jesus. Talking about I'm all by myself. You ain't by yourself. God with you. I slap all disease, all sickness out of your body right now in the name of Jesus. Not in the name of Leroy, in the name of Jesus. Wherefore God highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee must bow and every tongue must confess, Jesus is the Lord of my life.
Thank you.
Word said, you shall know the truth.
Yes.
And the truth shall make you free.
Yes.
Stir up the gift that's in you. Stir up the gift. The Lord Jesus in you, the Holy Ghost in you, the kingdom of God is in you. You have a divine nature on the inside of you. Stir up the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. Stir up the fruit of the Spirit. Stir up the gifts of the Spirit. Stir up on the inside of you. God, give me a new liver, a new kidney. Woo, good God of mine, a new heart. A new pen. Wow! A new brain, new nerve, new muscles come in my body right now. I'm stirring it up. I stir up the life of God on the inside of me. I got the life of God on the inside. Ah! Come on, children. I got the life of God on the inside of me. Because he lived, I live also. Hallelujah. My brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Pull down stronghold. Cast down imagination. Every high thing. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path. Of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, do I walk? I ain't planning on staying in the valley. I walk through the valley. Lord said to tell you the valley can't hold you no more. The valley can't stop you no more. No matter what comes, you're gonna walk right on through it. Said it, the power of the Holy Ghost is up on me right now. Hallelujah!
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! Glory to God. I'm strong.
I'm not weak.
I'm in Jesus.
I'm in Jesus.
And Jesus in me. I don't know who this is for, but the Lord told me to tell you. So you made a mistake. God's forgiveness
is
stronger than your mistake. As a believer, you have to know, no matter how much time you spend in prayer, no matter how much time you worship, there are times you're going to make mistakes. I know some of us don't want to touch us, but it's the truth. And I'm not talking about practicing no sin.
Amen.
I'm talking about just because you're in a human body.
Amen.
Somebody pull out in front of you and throw on bricks. You say hallelujah. See, that's why the psalmist says, "Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. Know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting." All I'm telling you, as a believer, get back in place. As soon as the Holy Spirit convicts you, don't argue your rights. You know you're wrong. You know you got angry. You know you spoke to that person wrong. Don't try to argue it out. Don't try to give God no scripture to explain to God that you're right. Once the Holy Spirit, let me close here. Once the Holy Spirit convicts you of something, repent. We all make mistakes. Do you understand that? If you are a person that don't make no mistake, you're not here. You're going to heaven. So I hope you set free this morning. I hope you understand that sometimes we don't think right. Sometimes we don't talk to people right. Wives, husbands, Leroy and Carol, Larry and Patrina. Sometimes we don't talk to one another right. Why? Because we're human. So the other person, when the other person gets stupid, somebody got to be wise. When you feel a stupid coming on, shut up. You know you love one another. Isn't that something? There's no exception up in here. So you, if you think you're all holy and you got everything straight, you're a flat lie. You, everybody, I'm talking to everybody in here who's married. You come tell me that we don't never have no problem. You lie. Hush, hush, somebody calling my name. Let's praise him. Glory, glory. Let me pray for you. Hold your hand up. Let me pray for you. Those online, hold your hand. Now, Father, the potentials of what you have spoken to us this morning is alive in this room. The Holy Spirit is ready to invest in every one of our lives these truths, and that they may manifest boldly in our lives. That every man, woman under the sound of my voice are not in the same position when they first came in here. Even though many are maturing, but they're maturing and maturing because we never quit maturing. Thank you that we are functioning in this authority and anointing properly the rest of our days. We thank you and praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll take up another session. Son, come. Hallelujah.